Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Delsing. Batting third. The left fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting fifth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Widmer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Widmer. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up towards first. Arft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lapon. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Lapon steals second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Delsing. Kell reaches second base with a double. Lapon scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos takes first base on ball 4. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft strikes out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 1 in the game. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway strikes out. Two outs. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LePon hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ginsburg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon misplays the ball. That's an error on LePon. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cocos hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards third. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 1 in the game. Severs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 1 in the game. Arft hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Widmer strikes out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 2 in the game. Upton hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Singh moves to second. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lapon fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Singh who is chasing the ball. Trout reaches third base with a triple. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trout scores. One out. It's 2-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up towards first. Arf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers bunts towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Moss moves to second. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Arft hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sievers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Trout strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood pinch hits for Al Widmer. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Tom Upton. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wood moves to second. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wood scores. Lawler moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lawler scores. Delsing moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, Tigers. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kokos takes first base on ball 4. Hal White now pitching. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Delsing scores. Kokos moves to third. It's Browns, 3, Tigers, 3. Cliff Fannin pinch runs for Les Moss. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to home to get Kokos. Fannin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Arft hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fannin scores. Sievers moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Hank Borowy now pitching. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sternweiss takes first base on ball 4. Sievers moves to third. Arft moves to second. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Johnson now pitching. Schirmlaller now catching. Billy DeMars now playing shortstop. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lipon bunts towards first. Arf scoops it up and throws to first, with Sternwise covering, for the out. Callaway moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sievers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Delsing goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Browns. Paul Calvert now pitching. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Calvert fields it and throws to home to get Coleman. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kokos moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evers moves to third. Dick Starr now pitching. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Jerry Pretty. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-3 in the game. Ginsburg hits a fly ball towards center. Delsing catches it and throws to DeMars, who relays to Sternwise to double up Mullen. Evers scores. Groth moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Browns. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Paul Calvert. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternwise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.